Funny story, friends. As we were reviewing these episodes before publishing them, there was a startling realization. The last episode that you just heard was Ashley and I going on and on about what the gender of our baby is going to be. And then we forgot to tell you. So it's a girl. And that's why you'll just hear us casually dropping female pronouns throughout this episode. So yeah, the big reveal is revealed. We will talk more about that in a future episode if it comes up. But it's a girl. Enjoy the episode. If you would like to email us unsolicited advice or help out with our registry, head on over to babyjurymore.com.
Check me out. I'm fat and pregnant.
Larve, you're not even halfway in.
I'm definitely like bloated.
Yeah.
All the time.
Uh-huh.
It's definitely a thing. But nobody's called me out on packing on a couple of pounds.
And you've only got a few more weeks to make it.
I know.
A few more weeks.
I visited our friend Eva today. We were talking about stuff and fitness. I'm like, yeah, I'm really feeling it. Like, I've gained like about, you know, 5 to 7 pounds since losing my job. She's like, I can imagine you're so stressed. I'm like, yeah, if I poop, yeah, I lose half of it. But like, blah, blah, blah. So I'm like seeding, like, because I'm wearing a little tighter clothes than I usually do when I meet with people today. So I'm like, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
The layoffs.
I'm feeling it.
Well, welcome back to the Jurymore podcast, the podcast where we're having a baby.
We are having a baby.
We're having a baby.
All right, where do we want to start?
About 18 weeks along.
Yeah.
And this weekend is the last weekend that we have that we don't have a bunch of shit to do.
Yeah.
So it's like any last minute things that you and I need to do as a unit together and decide on before we get into the weekend before the eclipse.
Yeah.
Before the anatomy
scan.
Where we have
a lot of people in. Yeah.
Yeah. All secrets.
And then at that point, once the eclipse is over. Then the anatomy scan. And then the next week we
announce.
We drop.
Yeah.
Which is where you are right now, listener.
Yeah.
Listener, you are right after. Our hardcore listeners are there right after the drop.
Yeah. It's really funny because like a lot of what we have to do is like finalize the registry for like friends and family. And we're literally content planning, which is hilarious. Like,
no, this is a rollout.
How are we going to break it?
This is a rollout. Yeah.
How are we going to break it to your mom and Brian and everybody?
So we have a whole plan. We've got a plan for the podcast rollout. Like, we are definitely like.
Got a link tree.
Yeah. No, we're like a for real influencer couple right now.
God, this is weird.
This is who we're bringing into the world.
Yeah. I've got all my social.
We would not be the first to have this idea, for the record.
No, we're innovators in the baby making space.
We might be. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe this turns into a big hit and everybody's like, oh, it's the biggest thing that either of us do.
Yeah. It's definitely the biggest life change for sure.
That's true. That is a fact.
Yeah. It's definitely, I'm feeling the crunch of like, do we have everything in place? Like, what are the final things? Like,
yeah.
You've talked to me about handing over your social media so I can make clips of when it happens and post
and immediately get it out. Yeah.
So if you wonder how is Justin doing this when he's live on Great Night,
this is how.
It's me.
Yeah.
And then I might show up after. We'll see.
Maybe.
They're deciding still.
I feel like this is going to dominate the show.
Yeah.
You also have a new role model because you saw it in a movie.
Oh my God. Guys, let me tell you, we talk about Le Petit Honk a lot, the honk, because it's literally the biggest thing happening in our lives. And, we saw Dune 2.
Yes.
Great movie. way better than the first one.
Yep.
But my favorite part of Dune 2, spoilers.
Mm-hmm. This happens in the first 15 minutes. So.
Is when the mom is having psychic conversations with her fetus.
She becomes the high priestess the desert people. And a part of that is literally all the consciousness of every other high priestess goes into her, but they don't know she's pregnant. And so that means all of the consciousness of the other high priestesses also go into the fetus.
Mm-hmm.
And the fetus talks to the mother the entire movie.
So just to give an example of how this has transformed our lives.
Yeah.
Jury, let's role play here. Suggest some things that we should have for dinner.
Well, you know, we could have Chinese.
I don't know, man. Le Petit Honk isn't feeling Chinese right now.
Okay, so we could have a salad.
Le Petit Honk thinks that's way too healthy.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of like how our conversations go, or like when you do something that Le Petit Honk doesn't like watching wrestling on the back porch after Whiskey Wednesday and smoking a cigar.
Mm-hmm. Which I want to
know,
do.
I have to let you know she's very displeased.
Yes.
And this is like daily occurrence. I don't know. What's your take on this? Because I do it fucking all the time.
Oh,
now.
No. It's become a daily occurrence. Yes. Yeah. You have become one with the honk. Mm-hmm. And trust me, the honk is not shy about sharing her opinions.
No. No, she's often very disappointed in your actions.
In fact, I would say 100% of the honk's opinions are related to either whether or not they are hungry and how mad they are at me.
Yeah. Well, the honk is very clingy nowadays. Now that she's about 18 weeks.
Mm-hmm. 18 weeks old.
18 weeks old. She's very, she's got a lot those of teens, needs, man. They're the worst.
The worst. So opinionated.
Wait till she's 21. 3 weeks away, baby. Actually, I think we'd be announcing the 21st week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Look at that.
Crazy.
There we go.
I feel a little under pressure with like getting everything buttoned up though for the announce. Cause in a way, there's definitely relief of like not having to withhold things from including friends, family. Mm-hmm. But on the other hand, like once we get to the other side of it and then there's like, no more secrets aside from my social being locked up because I'm looking for a job still.
Looking for a job, yeah.
There's also, I have a little bit of dread in that, oh no, here comes the fire hose of advice of everyone, parents, which you can email housejurymore@gmail.com and send that to us.
Yeah, unsolicited advice. So we are dreading it, but also actively soliciting it.
It's I think that's like the tough thing. Like in the context of the podcast, doesn't bother me. We're asking, we want to hear from parents and people, but like also I think it's going to be the thing that's going to grind my gears a little bit more. It's like, I'm at a coffee shop with a random person, either I know them or I don't. And then all of a sudden it's like,
here comes the advice.
Yeah. That's the stuff that I'm like.
And that is a unique experience for which like I cannot even have a concept of, because no one's real. I mean, like people who know me will know, but like I'm not going to be forced to wear a shirt that says I'm about to have my first child in whatever days.
Yeah.
You know, you are going to physically,
I'm sure I'll get more of it, but I'm sure you will get some of it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Mostly because you're in front of a microphone and everyone knows your business.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, I mean, I think by volume, I will probably get more.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's going to hit the same way.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Do you have any other kind of like thoughts on all of it and the...
I'm very much excited to not feel like I'm going to screw things up by accidentally spilling the beans. So I'm mostly excited about that right now.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't really thought past that. This is a great gender difference. Like, you have looked forward into the future far more than I have.
But I'm more of a planner.
I'm thinking 2 weeks away and you're thinking a month and a half into it. So
Are you kidding? I'm on the buy nothing groups getting free baby clothes.
That's true. Like, no, you are way ahead.
I have
ahead.
Up to a year old of clothing for this girl.
Yes.
Like, I'm already designing the nursery.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to have goose wallpaper. It's
That's true.
Cute.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I guess there's probably no better way to say it than I am thinking more about the karaoke party that we're going to throw to end the era of that room as the karaoke room and then, you know, begin the nursery production than I am thinking about anything else after that.
But I do think it's kind of hard to, like, I mean, obviously my body's changing and it's more and more noticeable every day.
Yeah.
But I think there's just still that element of it not feeling real to some degree. And I know we've talked about this a little bit.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
Even though, like, there are physical signs of it, like, being very real and we got photos, you know, I feel like it coming out more publicly will be something that pushes that a bit. And then it won't be real, real until you start getting kicked. I get kicked and then you get kicked.
Yeah. Which I'm calling for.
I know. Every time Justin, like, encourages, he does this thing. If I tell me
explain
if
the bit, explain the bit.
So for whatever reason, especially when I was feeling miserable, just like from being fatigued all the time.
Yeah.
Like just being tired or feeling bloated and it hurts or something. I'll like flick off my stomach and be like, F you. Yeah. And you're like, oh no, she's gonna kick.
Gonna
she's
get gonna mad. Get
and so Justin will like come real close to like my belly and he'll go, kick. And he does this almost every day. And now the honk has started kicking back.
Yes. But I don't feel it from your belly. I feel it on my butt and leg. So, yeah, very powerful.
Yeah.
Very powerful.
Well, the honk.
The honk is.
The honk, you know, has changed a lot of things about my body and now has control over my little legs.
Yeah.
Yeah. Until she can get under her
own. We didn't see
own.
That in the app. That's a unique symptom that you've had.
Novel. So every Wednesday we get our updates in the app. Do you have any thoughts and opinions on the app updates?
Like the
new fruits and vegetables all the time, but like,
yeah, I mean, I can tell why they're popular. I think there's a reason why we have ritualized, looking at it. The information is interesting, but we could probably get the exact same copy from, ChatGPT-4 if we asked it, you know, on the same day. But some of the visualizations are cool. There's some that have like pretty cool, like 3D models of how big the fetus is estimated to be and stuff like that.
And so, you wiggle it.
That's another joke, another inside joke, where one of the first sonograms that we had, they could not find the little babe because she was wiggling too much.
Mm-hmm.
And so that became the wiggly bean. And so the bit is whenever the 3D model comes up, I'll just move it back and forth, back and forth, back and forth.
And then, but you also say kick.
Well, now kick is also a part of it.
Yeah.
There might be a little pinch and zoom action to illustrate a kicking motion.
Yeah.
Either are appreciated or accepted. For the record, both behaviors are not appreciated.
No, you're encouraging violence against women, against women.
Yes.
Violence.
Well, no, I'm supporting women.
No,
I'm
not
an ally to woman. I can't help it that women can't get along. Mm-hmm. All right. You know, men have learned to stay out of it. So what else did we have between Dune and the big reveal, because you bought something that you want to show me on air.
Yes, I know we have to do a shorter episode today, but this might be something, if I show up in person, that we can do as part of the reveal.
Wait, hold on. So we didn't have any. I thought we had three things.
Yeah.
Oh, we already did two.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
there we go. Okay,
fine.
Sorry.
I impulse bought something that I've been thinking about buying for a while.
Okay.
Do I need it? No. But it is content, potentially.
Yeah.
So you can kind of describe the describe this, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, you probably know what it is, or maybe you don't.
I don't, so I am looking at what looks to be a tricorder of a, like a Star Trek tricorder. It's got a little plug here. I have some guesses as to what it is, but it is multi-doplex 2.
It is.
So actually, now I'm coming back to things that you have said in the past, that some people get a little mini Doppler radar so they can kind of do their own sonogrammy, like pictures of the fetus kind of stuff.
So close, but not quite. The actual sonograms of the fetuses would be far more expensive than this. This was reasonably expensive, but not over $100. So that's good.
Yeah.
But I have like my little ultrasound transmission gel to put on it. And hopefully there's going to be a little bit of audio mess with this when I turn it on, but it should.
The heartbeat.
Hold on. Let me see if I can get it. You just talk while I see if I can find it.
Ashley is putting the Doppler on her stomach.
I found it earlier. I tested it earlier. Oh. You can't hear it super well, but it's around, it bounces between 130 and 140.
Oh, wow. That's fucking amazing.
So I'll need to get better practice with it, but, I now have a little Doppler.
So we can hear the little honk heart.
Little honk heart. It's got a little honk beat.
Oh my God, that's fucking amazing.
It was like $80.
So were you able to hear it clearer before?
I was standing up though. So it might be easier while I'm standing up.
When
so
you're standing up.
If I can figure out how to reliably get it, content.
Yeah, well, I was gonna say, I almost feel like we need to just do it off mic. Record it on like the phone or something like that, and then we'll plug it in.
Yeah, we can try that. But
maybe that'll be our new theme song.
a little honk beat.
We'll get the honk beat.
Yeah, but I thought it was like a little fun thing. Do I need it? No, not at all. But there's not even like a medical reason for me to have it. But I thought it was fun, and I thought that you would enjoy it.
No, that's absolutely amazing, and I already have ideas of musician friends of ours that we should send the heartbeat and say like, "Hey, make a song with this heartbeat," and it can either be on the podcast. I don't know. That's amazing. I'm so excited.
But yeah, I think maybe not. I'm not sure if we'll be able to get one more episode out before the announce.
Yeah. I think we said this the last time too.
Yeah, because we're. But
how many episodes will be us saying this is going to be the last one?
9 more. Yeah, I don't know because we have friends staying with us for the eclipse for the week. The punished props.
We would have to sneak one in next week, and I don't think that's going to happen.
Yeah. Like the only way it might happen is post anatomy scan, which is April 11th. But I think it's more likely that we just announce.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll see. Never say never. Who knows? Maybe you'll have however many episodes we've made now.
Absolutely. All right. Well, this is going to be a shorter episode, but we're going to go get ramen.
Yeah.
I'm going to go get ramen, and you and Baby Honk are going to hang around and try to get a good heartbeat sound so I can throw it at the end of the episode.
Yeah, I'm gonna be standing trying to go every one way or the other.
Exactly.
But yeah.
All right. Till next time, guys.
I'll stream more. Gmail.
Stay pregnant.
Woo!
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.
Dog and Pony Show Audio.